Maggie Motors at Tailgate here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Blankman joined right now by Ryan Steinkamp, of course, the head coach for the number one ranked Kemper Knights. They come in 4-0 on the season with wins last week over OABCAG. They also knocked off, of course, Shenandoah, Algona, and at Cherokee, Washington. Going to be in town here to take on at Southeast Valley at Gowrie tonight. They come in 3-1. And, Coach, you guys, this is a big district matchup for you, so I appreciate you joining us here before the game tonight. So as you guys want to stay undefeated and kind of keep rolling here in the district.
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. Thanks for having me. Southeast Valley is a good team. They're always they've had a lot of success this year. They're always tough kids. They're always well coached too. So yeah, it's always good competition with them for sure.
And I know I've talked to you about this before, but it's kind of that question we always have to ask you guys. You know, OABCIG came in ranked last week, and a lot of people had them kind of as the team maybe along with you guys to beat in the district. So you go out, you struggle a little bit in the first half, but take care of business in the second half, which has been a little bit of a theme this year. But no concern, I'm sure, from you that the guys not as focused on Southeast Valley as they were last week.
Yeah. No, we stay locked in. You know, we used to be focused on every team. You know, and we talked about that each week. Like, hey, that's in the past. We got to learn from that. Now we're moving forward, and you know, we're respecting all of our opponents too. And we know that each district game is a big one.
What have you guys saw from yourself through the first 4 weeks? What do you need to get better at as this district season kind of gets into full swing here?
I think just a little bit is just, you know, the kind of the game plan a little bit. You know, defensively too, we got to start off a little bit better. I know our offense has stayed this a few times, and defensively we've done a lot of good things, but you know, we got to play a little more complete football between, like, you know, the D-line, linebackers, secondary. You know, we're seeing a lot of great things from all those guys. We just got to get more complete about all three levels on each play too. And then offensively, I think it's just got to keep being consistent, and, you know, and just taking what's there, you know, and just let our kids be kids.
What was the focus in practice this week on those areas to get better?
One was, blocking and tackling too. You know, no matter what we do, X's and O's wise, and we spent a lot more time on tackling the basics, the fundamentals of that too. And then same with offensively, we worked a lot more on blocking, you know, staying with our guys too. Those little things that, you know, kind of get lost in the shuffle as the season goes on. But, you know, those things that in a game make the difference.
Is it the solo tackles that you're concerned about in open field, or what kind of tackling are you guys working on? Or is that just something that you do every week?
Yeah. I know about solos, but more so like just in space, understanding, like, a lot of it is just angles and pursuit, and make sure we're not leaving our feet too. This is something we saw on film, and we talked to guys and worked on that.
Coach, I know I talked on Rewind on Tuesday that, you guys are capable of running the football, and it's not like you haven't ran the football this year, but everybody talks about the fact that you guys are able to chuck the football around, and it seems to be the passing game that has everybody nervous. Are you okay with kind of people forgetting about how good your running game is?
Yeah. I mean, I don't get too worried about that too. You know, I just want to be balanced, you know, and that's a lot of what we tell our offense is, like, you know, we obviously want to be able to run the ball too, but we, you know, we got a lot of faith and trust in our skill guys too. But if we want to pass it, you know, if we see things that are there, you know, a lot of it comes down to our kids and their confidence too, about, you know, seeing what they like, what's there. And a lot of it is just the communication and trust between coaches and players.
What have you seen from Jaron Hoffman in the run game and the guys up front creating some gaps for him?
He's hungry. You know, he's a kid that, you know, he's a team player, but, you know, he loves getting the ball too, and he understands the game and, you know, and keeping the team first. So I've been always just proud of his patience and, you know, in the holes. You know, he worked really hard in the weight room and stuff this offseason too, so he's running strong. And I think the O-line, you know, those linemen obviously love to run the ball. They can get out there a little bit instead of having to pass that.
Brock coming in right now, his quarterback rating at 205.8, 15 touchdowns, a 1 interception, completing about 71% of his passes this year. Where's he grown as a quarterback, and how did he get such a great rhythm with his receivers? Because I know he's got 3 of them right now in double digits, a couple of more guys just a couple of catches away from being in double digits, so he's doing a nice job of spreading that football around as well.
A lot of it comes from his leadership. I know I talked about that quite a bit this season, but, you know, he really put the time in this summer with those guys working on their own or at open fields and things like that. I think it's just, you know, putting the time in, you know, film study, seeing what's there too, and just, you know, trust, having trust with the guys.
defensively, Southeast Valley, what are they going to do? What do they try to take away? Do they try to stop the run? Do they try to stop your pass? What do you think they're going to focus on tonight?
I think, you know, they do a great job of kind of disguising some blitzes and things like that too. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they give some pressure and try to stop the run. But they definitely have some good linebackers and D-line. They always have really good size. So they're going to be a really physical team.
Offensively, they're going to come in. You mentioned here during the commercial break, you think they're going to run the football. Why do you think they're going to try to run the football on you tonight?
I think, you know, teams want to establish that too. You know, it's one thing that we got to keep improving on defensively. I think they want to run the ball, but I think it's going to set up their passing game. But they have two really good receivers, and they play two quarterbacks that are both capable. So I think a lot of it is just, you know, I think teams, especially, you know, they run the ball, it opens up the passing game too. So I just know that they're balanced, and we just got to prepare that at all three levels for them.
What is the different look that the two quarterbacks give them and give your defense?
Both are capable of running. Though they pretty much just split snaps. They look very similar. I can see like coaches playing them both. What it was until watching film, it's kind of the biggest difference is kind of their number. You know, they both are good sized kids, good athletes, good leaders, and they both throw a good ball.
You mentioned the two receivers in Harrison and Jeske. Do they use those guys differently, or are those guys similar in the pass game as well?
They'll move them around. They keep them separate on the different, left and right, and sometimes they'll pair them together. So it's one thing, you know, our DBs and secondary got to be really communicating, make sure we know what those guys are.
Full game defensively. You guys have mentioned it earlier. You guys have overcome some slow starts in several different games this year, and it's not just defensively. Sometimes the offense may be a little slow to get started. Has that been a concern? Is that a conversation you've had with the guys coming into tonight?
No, I would say it's a concern. You know, we talk about our team. You know, we're going to be, that's why you play all four quarters, you know, and we have faith and trust in our guys too. But I think a little more of it's just, you know, getting things going a little bit quicker defensively, or, you know, a lot of it is, you know, and defensively we might be doing great stopping the run, but then we give up a pass type deal. So I think it's just understanding the game down and distance, you know, okay, third down, third and long, got to have it here, or, you know, fourth and short, hey, D-line, we got to really have it here type deal. So I think, you know, each level is doing a lot of really good things too. I think it's just more putting it together as a complete team.
And I know that you're probably, you know, paying some attention to the district, but it's one game at a time. Anything surprise you through the week one in the district last week?
No. I mean, after our game last week too. You know, Saturday we started focusing on us on Southeast Valley.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time here in the pregame. Wish you the best of luck coming after the game, and I know Nick will look forward to coming down and catching up with you for the scoreboard show after the game.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach again, Ryan Steinkamp with the Kemper Knights, joining us here on the Mackey Motors at tailgate. They're in Gowrie to take on Southeast of Valley. We'll have Nick Brinks and Doug Waniger with the Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next here on Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network.